Oh yeah,
yeah.
That George Lucas directed a Paula Abdul video.
Who did?
George Lucas.
Is that the one where it's like Rebel Without a Cause?
Yeah, the Rush Rush.
Yeah, and Keanu Reeves is in it too.
Driving George Lucas's car.
That's awesome.
Bring it all back to life.
Hurry, love will come to me.
Rush.
Ooh, that's good stuff.
It's on my iPod. Not is ashamed. It? It is.
God, last time I heard that song was in a bowling alley.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When I was like 13.
Oh, yeah? Was it, did you slow dance to it? You didn't slow dance to it at a junior prom?
No, I don't remember it ever playing at a dance. No,
yeah.
Unfortunately. I know, I went to all the dances. I just don't remember that song.
Never got to dance to Rush.
I really don't think I did.
Some people would say you just
have to. Not too late to change that.
Oh, yeah. Man. But I got to dance too. I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. That was fun.
It sounds fun.
And a tootsie roll.
To left.
To left. Now dip, baby, dip, baby. I like songs with instructions because it really helps me out.
Do you know what the dance to do?
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
I am ready to go.
Come on. Give it to the new guy. Dance, Robin!
Yeah, I was not impressed.
That show bores me the heck out.
Look at you, Justin, connecting the dots.
They've got to cram a lot of really cool stuff into each one.
I like it, the blue bride.
Learning so much right now.
Well, that's my contribution.
Boom. Done.
Hello, geek girls and boys. Welcome to the Geek Legacy Podcast. This is Amanda, and as always, I am joined by Justin, David, Randy, and Jess. How are you guys?
Good. But Jess,
awesome!
Jess isn't always with us, though, so you are
but, no. I'm
liar,
a special guest.
Liar, pants on
Our
fire.
Special guest, Jess.
She's calling
Jess,
from payphone
Jess the
in
guest.
Ohio.
At a bus stop.
I'm calling
and...
from the future.
A bus stop.
How's
like
the future, Jess?
Babysitting.
It's 3 hours
pretty
from
dark.
Now. Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty dark here, too. You're not really helping us out here.
Well, it's nighttime.
Yeah. I was going to say, as opposed to not being
it's
dark.
It's darker.
Oh.
Anyway, the reason that Jess is here.
Yeah, we only got a couple minutes before the cord runs out on our payphone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So why is Jess here? To talk about?
Jess is here is to talk about... the announcement of who the new Doctor is going to be, the 12th Doctor.
Yay! Which, I'll see you guys. See you guys. In
everyone's
a couple
excited about, except for Dave and Justin. So that's why
so
we
we're
asked
not going
to
hear from them for the next.
So we're not going to hear from them for a little while, and we're going to talk about Peter Capaldi.
I'm excited about it. And I'm.
What do you guys? What
I'm
do you guys
excited
think?
That I wrote about him.
Yes, yeah. You did. You totally predicted the future. What do you think about the fact that he's already been in the Doctor Who universe between Torchwood and his episode during the Tennant years?
I don't know. I think that's all right, because they kind of pull a Star Trek kind of deal with that, where people can play as many characters as they want, and it doesn't really matter.
Mm. British actors, there's not necessarily a really large pool to pull
from. There's like
from.
A handful of them.
Right.
Yeah.
But the way
you
I see it, too...
to work with, and that's it.
I have a fun theory about it, and I don't know if anyone else has already come up with it, but I'm going to claim it as my own original. I think that the Doctor has the ability to, with people that he has encountered throughout his life, they'll leave like some kind of a genetic imprint on him, and it'll be completely random, but the regeneration, basically when he turns into somebody else, is somebody that he's already encountered at some point, or at least he looks like somebody he's already encountered. And that's how
that's
I'm going to
cool
play
thing.
It off. Yeah, you know, that way...
Well, especially because he actually had something, like he wasn't just in the background, he was an actual interactive
right.
character in that episode, and... I can
Karen
see
Gillan
that.
Was in that same episode, too.
Yeah,
she was.
Yeah, fun point of fact.
In fact, they also had, like, the actress who played Martha, she was in another episode before she became Martha.
Yeah. And
she
had
played
yeah.
Martha's
it
cousin.
It was yeah. one with the Cybermen, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, so I'm actually kind of stoked for an older Doctor. One that maybe the girls
too.
Aren't going to be gushing over.
That's kind of my point with him, like being excited to have something really different. Like Matt Smith's Doctor is obviously different from David Tennant's Doctor, but they still play that quirky, lovable, good-looking, in a kind of interesting way, English guy that everybody's in love with. So he's always going to be the love interest. And like I said before in my article, that there's never the Rose and Ten. That's it. So why should we even try to replicate that? Because you're just going to be doing the same material over and over again. Right. So I think having an older doctor where he's more of a, either a father figure or just a friend or something completely different is going to make people more interested in the show again, rather than going, oh, look, we're going to get another good-looking guy and another girl companion. Oh, I bet they're going to try to maybe be a couple.
Yeah, hopefully it's going to feel a little bit more like some of the classic Doctor Who that way. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good bridge for older fans and newer fans.
First thing I noticed when he walked out on stage on that live announcement special that was on yesterday was he kind of, to me, looked like an older Tennant. Just with the hair and the build and everything, he looked like he could be an older Tennant.
That's funny. I got that, too. I mean, and he's not... Okay, he's not David Tennant or Matt Smith as far as, like, good-looking or whatever, but he's not... horrendous looking either.
Right.
Yes, let's just clear this up.
He's not a bad looking guy.
He's not an ugly guy. He's just older.
Right, exactly. Right.
So maybe he's not going to, he could still, I guess, potentially be a love interest, but I don't think it's going to be the same way that David Tennant's Doctor or Matt Smith's Doctor would be.
Yeah, he's going to be a love interest to the older ladies.
Right.
And to the girls with daddy issues.
I think River would like him.
Yikes.
Yeah, but is he going to have any interaction with River is the question, though.
I don't know. Rivers... Her timeline confuses me.
Me too.
She's definitely gone. No, they wrapped that up. She's gone.
That's done. I need to go back and watch all those episodes. One thing that I noticed on the internet that everybody was, like, there was a lot of one Stephen Moffat hate going on. And
really?
Yeah, there was, well, because they... People are, for some reason now, after 50 years, deciding that the Doctor needs to be a woman or something like that. And I'm not opposed to that at all. I think a woman Doctor would be a very interesting twist. But why do people feel the need to make it a big deal now? They were like, oh, yeah, let's be excited. They picked another, you know, white guy who from, you know, Scottish or English guy. What's new about that? But I... It's been that way for 50 years. Clearly something that's what people like. Mm-hmm. And it's not like Stephen Moffat is the sole reason that they're not going to make a woman doctor or somebody else. Which, I mean, not that they're never going to. But I think that a lot of fans would actually have a problem with it for one reason or another.
I don't really understand that. I was actually kind of thinking about something like that recently. Because, you know, with the whole Star Trek reboot... Mm-hmm. Like people online were talking about, oh, what if they rebooted other Star Trek franchises like Next Generation? Like, who now would be really good for the Next Generation? And, you know, people were suggesting what they thought. And then there were like other people who were saying, well, why do they have to be the same race? Like, why does Captain Picard have to be like white? Why can't he be black or something? And like, I kind of understand that, but at the same time, like, but then it wouldn't be Captain Picard.
Right,
you know?
It would be somebody totally different. Which, I mean, the Doctor can be somebody totally different. That's kind of his point. But I think that this, picking an older man to be the Doctor, is a step in that direction.
Yeah, and, like it was
I
a big deal.
They're heading towards being different, but they still have to do some sort of good bridge. Because could you imagine if they just went from Matt Smith to, you know, a woman doctor? People would have freaked out.
I would be totally okay with that. In fact, I was hoping it was going to be a woman.
He was kind of girly in his own way anyway, so it wouldn't have been that big a change.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he was effeminate in a lot of ways. And I'm not calling his sexuality into question at all. I'm just saying he didn't play it as masculine as many other actors had.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I would be totally down with a woman doctor. I think that'd be awesome. But I think that them picking an older man to play it shows that they're trying to do something different, that they're not trying to be in the same. I mean, granted, the other doctor, you know, classic doctors were older men,
too.
But But that's not, I haven't watched any of those, and I assume a lot of the new fans haven't watched many of those episodes, if any, because a lot of them are hard to find. So yeah, I think you just have to ease your demographic in.
And fans of the older Doctor Who probably didn't appreciate Christopher Eccleston becoming the Doctor because he was young.
Right.
I think that's about it. Any longer, and David and Justin are going to wet themselves.
Yeah, I can't believe they kept quiet for this long.
I know. David's got to be, like, biting a hole through that ball gag of his.
I had my headphones off and my mic muted, and then I came on right when you guys were talking about diversity.
Diversity. All right, guys. Well, that is going to be it for me, and I am super excited to watch Doctor Who, and I'm super going to cry on Christmas, but that's all right.
Me too.
Merry Christmas. Here's a box of tissues. All right, well, you all have fun, and I will catch you later.
Hey, have a good night.
Ma'am, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Randy likes it.
I feel so used.
Bye, you guys.
Nice.
Dave, Batman, let's talk about it. Rumor.
Batman, breaking news. So we all know that Zack Snyder, our favorite director, is going to be doing his follow-up to Man of Steel. And rather than just do it, Man of Steel 2, they're going to do a Superman versus Batman type thing. And so everyone wants to know who's going to be Batman, because presumably Henry Cavill will be Superman again, since it takes place in the Man of Steel universe. And yesterday, there was some interesting documents leaked, according to Heat Vision from Warner Brothers, talking about their short list of who they would be considering to play the Caped Crusader. And it's clear that they're going for an older vibe. So the way they describe the tone of the Batman-Superman relationship is they kind of wanted it to mirror the Dark Knight Returns graphic novel from Frank Miller, in that Superman knows who Batman is, Batman knows who Superman is, they know their secret identities, and they don't really care for each other. They respect each other, but, you know, they're really not friends.
Wait, who's not friends?
Batman, Superman.
Okay. Sorry.
Did I lose you?
Yeah, no, I think I blacked out for a second.
It's okay, I had that effect on me. No. I've seen this before.
I don't know what happened. I was sitting here.
You okay? Do you smell burning hair? Are you stroking out?
Did it make sense to everybody else, or did I
derail? No, I don't know if I fell asleep or what, but I have no idea what happened like the last like 30 seconds. That's weird.
Well, so anyways,
they're
going for,
I think you need to go get an MRI like right now.
They're going for someone who's a little older than Henry Cavill.
Who's
and
they?
Warner Brothers. Oh. Remember the very first people I talked about in this conversation before Zack Snyder.
Warner Brothers, Zack Snyder, Batman, Superman in talks. Let's do this. I'm ready.
All right, so they're trying to get an older Bruce Wayne slash Batman, and they really want to play up someone who could be a really good, like, older, rugged Bruce Wayne. Some of the names being floated are Josh Brolin. What?
Harrison Ford.
Sold. Take my money now. Josh Brolin, Joe Manganiello, the True Blood guy.
Oh, Alcide?
Yeah, Alcide. Yeah. No, is he Alcide?
Yeah. I think he was supposed to be Superman at one point.
He was. He was in talks to be Superman. Ryan Gosling, which is the youngest actor on the list that they're talking about.
The youngest one.
So they're looking for someone probably in like the mid to late 30s, lower 40s. We're not talking like Clint Eastwood old. We're talking like older than Superman. Like Henry Cavill plays Superman. I believe he's 30.
Probably 30 something.
Yeah, he's in his low 30s.
So when you were saying older, I was thinking someone who's older than Henry, who looks older than Henry Cavill, but none of these choices look older than Henry Cavill. So
Josh Brolin is my choice.
Yeah, Josh Brolin is 46. Joe Manganiello is 36. Richard Armitage, who's in The Hobbit, you know, he's the Dwarf King. He's 41. Max Martini from Pacific Rim, he's the Australian guy. He's 43, and so they're kind of right now. The net they're casting is kind of in that age range, you know, which is, you know, about 10 years older than Henry Cavill, basically.
Whatever. Is what they're going for.
I'm sure there will be many, many new people cast or rumored to be cast in the coming coming weeks, months, and years. But so far, looking for an old dude.
How old is Christian Bale?
He's like 31 or something.
Really?
2005? I think so. It's like 31 or 33, one of the two. I don't know. Look him up.
What were you saying, Amanda?
I don't think that that's a big deal at all. So if they're touting that as a thing, that's stupid.
Well, they're not touting that. They're just... I'm sure Warner Brothers wasn't meaning to release a list saying, "Hey, we're looking for an old dude, and here's 10 names that aren't really that old."
Oh, these are just the like.
I believe they're looking for someone who can look old. Like Josh Brolin really isn't. I mean, he's 46, but you know, there's some roles to where he's looked significantly older. So I think they're looking for an actor who can portray a more rugged,
mature man.
Right, to where most of the Bruce Waynes, you know, Christian Bale, you know, Michael Keaton, they really weren't rugged Bruce Waynes. They were great Playboy Bruce Waynes.
Oh, that's true.
But they weren't really like, you know, I've been in the shit kind of Bruce Waynes. So I think that's...
Oh, and then George Clooney.
Yeah, Henry Cavill is 30.
George Clooney. I can't believe he's Batman.
You know who I like as a Batman? I think that he'd be more of the Playboy type, but... Jensen Eccles from Supernatural, I think he would make an awesome Batman. I think he would even make an awesome, like, Han Solo in, like, a standalone. You know how they're talking about making a Han Solo movie at one point?
2016.
Yeah, I think he would do that well, too. He's just a good-looking dude. He's got the acting chops, and he gets in fights in every episode of Supernatural. So, and he gets his ass beat all the time. Kind of like how Kirk just gets the shit beat out of him every 5 minutes. His character's a lot like that. He's always like quick to fight, but doesn't always win all the time. But I think he would make a good Batman.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. But I mean, again, he's the, you know, he's my age, so that doesn't really work.
More the Playboy type.
Yeah. But I think Josh Brolin, I mean, I don't know how absurd that sounds, but I think Josh Brolin would make a great Batman.
Yeah, I agree. So, yeah, that's what they're looking at right now. I don't know if you guys had any kind of real preference of the names that were toted, but I think Josh Brolin would be good because he's, you know, he's always good in everything, and I think he could definitely do the grizzled Bruce Wayne, you know, just kind of over this shit.
This is might be like a Batman versus Superman kind of movie.
Correct.
And, if that is the case, does that mean it's going to end the same way as that book, or is it just going to be that tone? Because this could be the bridge that brings the long talked about Justice League movie together. If you're going to have these two share screen time. Yeah,
it's strictly tone. Story wise, it's not going to follow Dark Knight Returns. Okay. It's just the tone, and not so much the tone of the film, but the tone of like their relationship. Uh-oh. You know, and just, you know, how they interact in that book to where, you know, it's kind of weird how they described it like that, because in the Dark Knight Returns, their relationship is that they've had such a long relationship and they know so much about each other that they're kind of at opposite ends of the spectrum, to where this is going to be kind of their first interaction. And so I don't know how they're going to kind of pull off the, you know, the distance between them is because there's so much water under the bridge, to where now it's going to be, you know, they just don't like each other because they just met each other.
Right.
And so it's kind of odd.
It is.
And it's kind of hard to like assume that relationship between them without showing some of why it is that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that I'm sure the movie, the first half is going to be Batman versus Superman, where Batman is siding with somebody else. It's, you know, be it Lex Luthor or whoever, and then the second half will be the team up portion of it. I don't think it's going to be, you know, a full on like Aliens versus Predator type thing. I'm sure it'll end up being a team up, you know, about halfway through.
Hmm. Interesting. And then like Warner Brothers is also going to have a Flash TV show and possibly a movie. Mm. And the Flash is going to start in the show Arrow and then get a spinoff for his own TV show. And he will actually be called The Flash, which means they will be bringing superpowers into Arrow's world, which is fun because, I mean, I was telling you, Dave, I think it would be awesome if both of them shared the universe, or the you know, the DC movie universe, to where they could be in the Justice League movie. Because now you don't have to worry about an origin story of any kind. You already have the story laid out, and all they gotta do is appear on screen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that'd be really cool. They kind of tried to do that in Smallville, but they just botched it horribly.
Right. Well, because Clark he was never Superman. In this case, the show is called Arrow. Yeah, he goes by the Hood right now, but once they bring in the Flash, you know, he might as well start taking the name Green Arrow if the show's already called Arrow, for crying out loud.
Right. Mm-hmm. We already got the branding, guys.
Right. So, I mean, he wears green and he shoots arrows. He could just all of a sudden say, you know what? The media could even label him the Green Arrow, and then he takes it on. Whatever. We got the Flash and we have the Green Arrow in Starling City. It's so crazy. What's the world coming to?
Yeah, and that would be an awesome low-risk way for DC to test the waters of the Flash.
Right, and it's CW and Warner Brothers are the same, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. There's no licensing issues.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if the Flash, you know, if he doesn't get a good response on the Arrow, then, you know, they just don't give him a show. But if he gets on the Arrow, because they did that with Aquaman. In Aquaman and Green Arrow were both supposed to get their own shows after Smallville. And then they shelved both of them, and then obviously Arrow came back with a vengeance.
And a new actor.
And a new, yeah, totally new actor, totally new everything. So it'll be interesting to see. I'd watch a Flash show, check it out, watch a pilot, see what's any good.
He's really fast, you know.
Yeah. But Randy said that's all bullshit, that he can't go that fast.
Oh.
Yeah, because he wouldn't be able to turn in time. It's ridiculous.
Maybe Randy's an unbeliever.
I think his brain moves just as fast as his body, Randy.
Yeah.
It's like a supercomputer.
That's the only way it can work. Yeah, that's the only way it can work. But he can never have alcohol, though.
Oh, that'll impair his judgment.
Well, see, the thing is, his metabolism's super fast, and so alcohol doesn't affect him.
Oh.
He can just keep drinking and drinking and drinking.
There you go.
Just like he has to, like, it's always, like, the running joke in, like, the Justice League is that, like, he eats and eats and eats and eats because his metabolism just burns it up, like, instantly. He's one of those, like, ribs from, like, the Flintstones.
Hmm.
Couldn't he die then? Because he couldn't eat enough to keep himself going.
The comic book, I don't know.
He just keeps running to different stores.
Yeah, he steals.
He's like a human hummingbird. He just needs, like, a thing of sugar water just to suck on.
Problem with Flash is he's got lame villains, like Captain Cold.
Seriously?
Not Mr. Freeze. Captain Cold.
It's a real villain?
Real villain.
Oh my god. Somebody got lazy.
I think
that day.
They should paint like Acme style paint a train tunnel on a wall. Just have him run into it.
But in cartoons he'd just go right through it and the train and then and the coyote would look in it and like, what? And the train would come and hit him.
Right. In this case, Captain Cold.
Yeah, in this scenario, it is Captain Cold.
Sounds awesome.
It should be.
I hear Captain Cold is the villain in Batman versus Superman.
I'm in. I'm sold then. I'd be curious to see who the villain is, if it's just going to be Lex Luthor or if, you know, because one of the things I really liked about Man of Steel was that, you know, Superman fought someone who was his physical equal. Like, he didn't have... It wasn't that he got outsmarted by a dumb computer or something like that. It was, you know, it was fist to fist. So I hope we get that with the second one, too.
Maybe he'll kill Lex Luthor and then Batman comes after him because they went to boarding school together.
And Oliver Queen will show up, too, because he went to the same boarding school. And every rich kid in D.C. all went to the same school, apparently.
They'll have, like, a yearbook photo with a bunch of X's. Crossing off all the people that died.
Well, poor Clark, he just went to Smallville High.
Yeah. Public school.
Pretty sure he went to Smallville University, too. This small town, it's got a lot. It's got a Sears and a 7-Eleven and trains.
It should be like a junior college.
Superman couldn't get into a four-year.
That'd be bad.
It's like, sorry, you just don't qualify. He's like, wait, what? Fucking Superman.
He would have got a sports scholarship, but he couldn't because his dad wouldn't let him play.
Yeah, you don't want to hurt somebody.
Uh-huh.
That's serious.
He had to fake that he blew out his knee.
Yeah.
All limping
just
on.
To save face with his friends.
There was an episode of Smallville to where he wanted to play football, so like he pretended like he was able to get knocked down. And so he throws a pass, and so the guy's about to hit him, But then out of the corner of his eye, he sees like this guy pull a knife on Chloe. So he runs over, saves Chloe, runs back, and then gets knocked over.
And nobody notices.
And nobody, of course, nobody. He's fast. He's like Flash fast.
Wait, why is someone pulling a knife on Chloe in the middle of a game?
Everyone pulls knives on that broad.
Because apparently she wrote something bad about him in the Torch. See, I'm digging deep there with the name of the small little high school newspaper.
If you can tell me the name of the school mascot, I'll give you 2 points.
Oh, I don't know. It's like a warthog or something.
Oh, they're the Crows.
Oh, the Crows, yeah.
Remember they put Clark on the thing like he was a scarecrow.
Right. Well, I remember seeing like really cheesy homemade like pep rally kind of posters all throughout the high school. Goddamn, like 10 years of that show took place in high school.
No.
It felt like a long damn time.
Yeah. It was
meanwhile Tom Welling was like 40.
It was great at the beginning and great at the end, and it was interesting in the middle.
Yeah.
To say the least.
To say the least. Sounds like we've talked about it too much.
Yeah. I think we've said the most.
That's okay. We'll all get it in.
Moving on.
Really fast, like Flash.
Yeah, super fast. Did you guys see that the G.I. Joe Retaliation director maybe... they had said that he may be replacing J.J. Abrams as the director of Star Trek III, and now his people are denying it. But in a coded way, by saying that he has not signed on to direct Star Trek III.
He was going to, but the timeline got disturbed, so now he can't.
And then Carl Urban released a big statement saying that he would like to see Star Trek III take an entirely new direction, since the first two, first one was setting up the show, the second one was a rehash of a lot of former shows, and he'd like to see III be completely original.
But you know what, though? Here's the thing. I thought the first one was original. I mean, everyone got all pissy because it messed up the timeline, but it was a new villain. And, I mean, it was a familiar race, but a new villain. Mm-hmm. We didn't know who Nero was. And it totally was a complete game changer. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the first one was original.
Yeah, and I think I don't think they're saying that. I think it's the second one that they're bitching about. And I mean not David, because David loved Into Darkness.
Yeah, so did Justin. Probably favorite movie of all time. It's definitely up there. Favorite
the movie of all time. That should have been.
I agree. It's amazing.
It is my second favorite.
So boring.
It's way more emotional. I can't even talk about it anymore. It's too awesome.
I can't even get to the part in The Wrath of Khan when Kirk and Spock have their moment, because I fall asleep before it.
That's right.
It's too bad. You're young people today, you just don't have the patience.
With your hula hoops and your Pac-Man video games. Ah, jeez. Yeah, so, I mean, again, both movies are awesome. I can't wait for the third. I don't care which direction they take it. As far as I'm concerned, J.J. Abrams has made Star Trek watchable.
Orky and Kurtzman will be like, here's an idea. We're going to go back in time to the 80s, and we're going to get whales.
Oh, my God.
No one will see this coming.
Amazing if they redid that movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be bad. And they also confirmed that that Orky and or Orsi, whatever he goes by this week, and Kurtzman are gonna write it. Originally, they had said that other people were gonna write it, and everyone was excited because I guess people don't like them because they only write good stuff, I guess. And people are so dumb. I mean, they have some pretty serious credits to their name, and I like pretty much everything they've written, so I don't understand the enormous hate that's heaped on them. But, people were excited that they weren't writing it, but now they are writing it, so I'm sure people will bitch. Because we'll only get a movie on par with the first two that were awesome.
Fans people?
Everybody. Internet people. They're like the new cave people.
Me no like Star Trek.
like sand people,
They walk and stay, march in single file.
Hide their numbers. And these blast points. Too precise. Sorry. I'll go on for a while.
Are they speaking a language, or are they mentally disabled from, like, the sun? What is their deal?
They're in fact speaking a language, yes. They're a Bedouin people.
Is it muffled because of their helmets? Maybe they should take them off so we can understand what they're saying?
I think they just don't speak. So wait, in Star Wars, everyone speaks the same, like, everyone speaks English, but is it like...
No. It's Galactic Basic, Amanda.
Galactic Basic is like...
Galactic Basic, is that what they call it?
Yeah. That's like the... Okay.
That's English.
I was just checking.
Because, like, in a lot of fantasy and science fiction, the authors will make a point of saying that people speak the common tongue or something like that. Right. That's how everyone understands each other.
Sand people don't, though. They have their own language. Right. They speak a different lingety.
They speak the...
They speak dirt.
Dirt.
I remember reading somewhere at one point, and I don't remember whether it was sand people or Jawas, but basically they weren't even humanoid, but they were just kind of like... a bunch of indigenous critters, like insect kind of things, that just kind of were underneath his robes and took kind of a humanoid form with arms and legs.
That is disgusting. That
it is disgusting.
That is not sand people.
I picture sand people as like hot, beautiful women, just
all bandaged up.
Yeah.
Protect themselves from the sun.
If you get back to that little mud hut, then they take off their clothes and they're all hot.
Like, well, you do get to see female ones in episode 2. Before Anakin goes and slaughters them. Oh, spoiler alert. They actually came out with a really cool action figure a few years back where he had a big cloth robe on the outside. You could take it off, and underneath they totally look like a mummy, just the way they're all wrapped in bandages. And who knows if that's how the costume actually looked, but it was cool. It was cool for the figure. A lot of times action figures give you insight to what the character is wearing underneath. Case in point, the... Kyra Swordsman action figure, which I think I mentioned to you guys before, from the original Raiders of the Lost Ark toy line, 1982. You take off his big black robe that he wears, and he's wearing nothing but a pair of bikini briefs underneath.
What?
Are they a bikini, or are they a little higher cuts?
Well, I used to, as a kid, I called him the G-String King, because he took it off, and he was a dude with a big old beard wearing a turban with sandals and a freaking black G-String on.
Hot.
Yeah, and I kid you not, like, look it up, go to eBay, go to Google, wherever, and type in Kyra Swordsman 1982 and behold the naked action figure glory. And these are the toys that we were playing with as kids.
Were they having sex with the naked Barbies?
Ooh.
No, they're too small. They're only like 3¾ inches tall.
Barbie likes
so
them short.
It'd be like it'd be like that Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader movie.
Oh, man, that's in my queue. I haven't watched it. I feel terrible.
Yeah, it's in my queue, too.
I watched it in Fast Forward.
Well, Roger Corman was such a sweetheart, I feel terrible. I had to go watch it, and then I haven't even done it yet. It's been a year. Shame on me.
Well, I dig movies like that, though. Just kind of cheesy exploitation kind of movies.
Right. It's like Sharknado, but the sharks never come.
Right.
But the 50-Foot Naked Cheerleaders... They C-O-M-E. I don't want you guys to think I'm dirty here.
Oh, okay. O-M-E.
That's what. That's
you.
Why I spelled that one.
Huh?
Come on, feel the noise.
Exactly. You ain't lived till you've seen 250-foot naked cheerleaders fight in the middle of a football stadium. Just saying.
I'm going to watch that tonight.
You should. And fast forward.
Do they cheer fight, like breakdance fighting, or are they actually like hitting each other?
No, they actually, it's a combination of the two. Neither one is a trained martial artist. Oh. And it shows. A lot of pushing. And not like hot hair pulling. What's happened in the video game since you wanted to wait?
Wait, I thought there's more. What about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? There was like all that stuff that was revealed.
Oh, yeah? You want to talk about that?
I didn't read it. I was hoping you would.
I had skimmed it a while ago, but I not enough to be an authority.
Oh.
Give me 5 seconds, I can.
Yeah.
I don't do the TV. Our TV lady went to bed.
I was really busy today.
Amanda does TV too.
This is my day off, so I had to go run a ton of errands.
Days off.
I had to get a new library card so I could read graphic novels.
What a nerd. You got a library card?
Nerd alerts.
They have graphic novels at libraries?
Yeah, they do. So I went to this event at a local comic store, And I was talking to all these girls about, like, the comics they're reading. And it was, like, girls only. So I was talking to people about no the comics they read. No boys. Actually, some guys did try to come in, and the girls who worked there were like, nope, you gotta go. This is a girls only event.
That's cool.
But yeah, so like I was talking to people about comics they read, and I got a list, and I'm like trying to find them at the libraries, but a lot of the stuff, like, people never bring it back. So I'm like trying to track down volumes of Sandman and Persepolis and Fables and stuff all over San Francisco.
All right, so no Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Sounds like it's going to be a Joss Whedon show.
Woo! Yeah. Let's hope it's better than Dollhouse.
Yeah, that show's terrible.
God, it's so fucking awful.
I tried. I couldn't make it through the second episode.
I don't even know what was going on with that show. It was bizarre. It was, like, off the rails. I have no interest in watching Eliza Dushku in anything.
What?
Let alone having her be the leading person.
She was cool, like, circa late 90s.
Like, Bring It On.
And, like, when she was in Buffy, the first season that she was in Buffy?
Season 3.
Not when she came back? Yeah, season 3.
Ugh, Faith was the worst.
Mm-hmm. 5x5.
Whatever that means.
God, that was the dumbest.
The Alanis Morissette song?
Said that. I wanted to...
Like, everything's going to be 5'5".
How about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Strategic Homeland, Intelligent Enforcement, Logistics, and D. I know L is Logistics. Division, maybe.
Division, there you go. Good for you, Dave.
I'm gonna give myself a pat on the back real quick. Anyways, Joss Whedon was out there talking about the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because he wants to make it clear that it's a Joss Whedon show. Because we all know people watch Joss Whedon television, except the last
three
or four Joss Whedon television shows. Let's set the record. People watch Buffy, and people tolerate Angel, but then no one watched Firefly, no one watched Dollhouse, and there's another one probably that no one watched either. Am I right?
No, I'm pretty sure Dollhouse was the last one.
Was there one between Dollhouse and Firefly? Or you just lay dormant for a couple years?
No, Dollhouse was the next one after Firefly.
Oh, okay. Well, so he's two for two in some people's eyes.
Well, because he had Serenity between the two. He was making a movie.
Serenity, excellent movie. So clearly Joss Whedon knows how to make movies. But right now he's making a TV show, which is not his forte. And so they went and had a big old press conference talking about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, what's it going to be about, who's going to be in it. And he made some revelations. It's going to be a Freak of the Week type show. He wants to make it to where each episode is self-contained, kind of like a Law and Order type episode. And there will be some plot points that will carry on throughout the season. And there'll probably be some form of, like, running, ticking clock towards the end of the season. But for the most part, it's a show that you can watch an episode, miss three episodes, come back, watch an episode, and you'll be able to completely understand what's going on. You may not get all of it, everything out of it that someone who watches every episode gets, but your experience won't be lessened for having a life and not a DVR, I guess. I don't know who doesn't have a DVR. Or unless you don't have cable and you just download the shows anyways.
So it's basically going to be a procedural.
Right, so it's going to be a Freak of the Week type thing, so I didn't know what you guys kind of thought of that. I'm not a huge Freak of the Week fan.
Yeah, no, I like my TV shows of story arcs.
Right, and I think he's trying to avoid, because take really any drama that's out there right now other than Law & Order. Take like your Breaking Bad, your Game of Thrones, True Blood, any HBO show, and really you can't really be dropped like, you couldn't just start watching Game of Thrones from season 4 and really expect to have a clue what's going on.
I don't think you can watch Game of Thrones from the second season. the second episode.
I don't think you can watch it without reading the books and know what the hell's going on.
So, I think they're trying to get away from, some people are so tainted that they're like, I don't want to watch 5 seasons of television.
What's the tape?
The tape.
I don't know, sounds bad.
What?
Dodgeball quote. Nothing. Wait, is it going to be a 22-episode season, or is it going to be like a half a season?
They haven't said that yet. It had been said that it was going to be a full 22-episode season, and then it was talked that it might be a 13-episode season because of the expense it was going to cost. And so now there's no official word. There's people reporting one way or the other, but ABC, Marvel, Joss Whedon, whoever else, no one has definitively said what the complete run is.
It doesn't suck.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so that seems to be the biggest, change in the landscape of this show versus, popular dramas right now is the not, detailed story carrying over from one episode to the other. It's depending on the villain, the freak of the week is going to determine the cast for that week.
Okay, that was my next question. Since it's the freak of the week, are they going to break up the cast then?
Right. So we're not in every episode. We're not going to see Coulson and the boys and the girls. Some episodes will focus on the way they had put it. They said agents and heroes, which to me means that there may be some superheroes. Obviously, we're not going to see Iron Man and Robert Downey Jr. But, we may see some peripheral Avengers that haven't gotten screen time in the movies yet. But nothing's been confirmed. It might have just been a slip of the tongue for Mr. Whedon.
Or you could just see Iron Man flying by in the distance overhead.
It's like stock footage from, Iron Man 2.
Exactly.
It's on a TV. Oh, Iron Man's here. Oh, sweet. There's an explosion off camera, and then, oh, there he goes. It really sounds like they want the agents and the humans and the non-superpowered beings to solve and fix the problems that, there are problems that warrant having Iron Man and Thor and Captain America. There are threats to the world that they need to handle because only they can do it. But then there are threats like this, that this is what Coulson and the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are for. They're here for, they're the mop-up crew. They're the ones who are going to take care of the small stuff, pushing paper.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Well, that's what their job is. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They sweat the small stuff. And they love it. But I don't know. It got a huge reception at Comic-Con when they debuted the premiere episode. I haven't really heard a bad thing from anyone who's seen it, any of the news sites that have seen it, any of the people that have seen it. So it sounds like at least the pilot is strong and tight. But, so was the pilot for Birds of Prey, and 2/3 of the people listening to this probably don't even know what that show is.
I have no idea what that is. There you go.
Do you remember that show, Randy?
We lost him.
Dang it.
What show?
He's Googling it. Birds of Prey?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that had Joker in, the first episode, didn't it?
Yeah,
was that live action, or was that animated?
It's live action.
Yeah, Batman and Catwoman, too.
Yeah, that's right.
I do vaguely remember it.
That was in 2002, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I would have been all over that.
Me and Dave were talking about it in a Burlington Coat Factory parking lot.
Yep.
I don't think I ever saw any episodes of that.
Was that your meet cute?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the first episode, maybe because of Batman in it for 3 seconds. But, then the show ended up being pretty terrible. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the S.H.I.E.L.D. there, unless you had anything to add to it. Or your buddy Christopher McQuarrie was a uncredited writer for Wolverine. The Wolverine, Justin.
Oh, the Mission Impossible guy?
Yeah, Mission Impossible 5 guy.
Oh, with the hair. Yeah. All right. That's kind of cool. He wrote The Usual Suspects. So
he did. He wrote a lot of writing. He wrote the first X-Men movie with David Hayter. And he wrote Valkyrie and Jack and the Giant Slayer. He's Bryan Singer's bitch.
Oh, man. Valkyrie was one of those movies like Titanic. You kind of knew how it was going to end, but you had to watch it anyway.
Yeah. You knew it was going to end very badly, but you wanted to see how they got there.
Yeah.
Who played Hitler?
Hitler. He played himself.
I think it was that Idris Elba guy.
No, it was a guy named David. It was David Bamber. He was in King's Speech and a couple other things.
Hitler the King?
He was in Hitler the King and I.
And I. With Chiang Fat.
And I think, I'm pretty sure Jodie Foster, too.
Yeah. Not surprising.
Moving on.
Yeah, she's gay.
Let's get this moving.
I hear we've got a fun game.
Wait, we didn't even talk about video games.
There's no news in video games.
There's kind of. I can do this really quick. 60 seconds. Timing. 1, 2, 3, go. All right. QuakeCon was this weekend. We had freaking Elder Scrolls Online. There was a 20-minute gameplay demo. It wasn't terribly impressive, and I'll tell you why. Because it looks bland and boring. I don't know. Maybe it's because it's still early in development, but I was not into it. Partly because the guy that was playing the game was a Templar, but he was shooting a bow and arrow, which didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. But it's one of those things where you can pick and choose what you want, how you want to play your class. Which brings me into freaking EverQuest Next, which is another MMO. And they went all kinds of crazy this weekend, too. They are going to have destructible environments. That's like a big old thing, kind of like when you're fighting monsters. If you run into a house, it can tear apart the house, and trees fall over the place when you're fighting giants. In terms of classes, you can kind of do whatever you want. It's kind of an open board. You can pick whatever class you want to be at any time. You can just constantly swap out your abilities and go a different route so you don't get bored. I think they're doing that because, like, in World of Warcraft, you got to have, like, 10 different classes. There's 10 different classes, so you got to keep making new characters if you want to play a different one, which is kind of frustrating for people. Might make raiding a little bit easier. If people are short a certain class, you could always just make one really quick, but I don't know. For whatever reason, I feel like with MMOs, you should be more locked into what you choose. And what should be also a note about this EverQuest Next game is that there's not going to be any levels or a level cap in the game. It's just all about progressing through and learning the skills and mastering the class. So, I mean, I don't know. It seems weird to me, but whatever. They have revealed a couple of the races. That's dwarves, humans, ogres, elves, dark elves, and I guess it's Karen. I think they're like cat people. So yay for that. EQ people, if you like the idea of this new playing style, definitely email me and talk to me about why you like it. Justin@geeklegacy.com, because I think it's absurd, but whatever. Moving on.
Absurd.
Moving on. We got a preview of what the final encounter is going to be in World of Warcraft patch 5.4, the Siege of Orgrimmar. We got to see what it's going to be like to fight Garrosh. It's kind of a really long fight. You go to all these different Shahs that are in, like, Pandera, and he just keeps, like, summoning energy from them. And then he ultimately kind of transforms into, like, this half-Garrosh, half-Shaw dude. His transformation is intense, but the fight itself looks boring. But it's hard to tell when just numbers are flying all over the screen. But whatever.
Yeah, I watched the fight, and it was kind of, I don't know, I kind of wanted it, you know, I'm old school. I kind of wanted just us to be fighting Garrosh, like, just right. Like normal Garrosh. You just, like, you just got the strength of 10 man. That's why he takes on that whole 10-man raid.
Right.
I don't know, I was kind of bummed when I saw him, like, go like, ooh, I'm a big purple thing now.
Right, and then you gotta run, like, for 15 seconds to get to where he's at now? I don't know, that just seems silly. But whatever. Agreed. I'm sure it might be fun when you're actually doing it, but it looks kind of silly to me.
That was longer than 60 seconds, by the way.
I know.
But not nearly long enough. I wanted more. Did anyone watch that the pitch video for The Legend of Zelda? The animated video?
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
For the weekend. It's pretty neat. Yeah.
I dig the animation style. I'd watch an animated Zelda movie.
Yeah, Nintendo.
I think it'd be cheaper to do. It'd be a lot more economical to do an animated one than it would be to do live action and do it right.
Yeah, okay. Hang on, there's like a weird noise in my house. Hang on, I'll be right back. It's like the emergency broadcast system or something.
Broke a horror movie rule. Thanks. Going to investigate a strange noise, and he said, I'll be right back.
If he was a minority, and if he just had sex, he was going to be guaranteed to die.
Well, it's a good thing he's white, and he never gets any.
Hey, I hear we have a fun game.
Fun game?
I hope it's fun. I don't know. I kind of was struggling with this one. But the way we're going to do this is I have 10 questions, and it all revolves around actors that have died on screen multiple times. I will say how many times an actor died on screen, and then I'll give out some of my favorites, and then you will have to guess who the actor is. Sound good?
Okay.
So, how many times they died, a few of my favorite deaths.
Actor, not character.
And who is the actor? Correct.
Okay, perfect.
Sean Bean.
Do we have to wait until you are fully done with your explanation, or just shout it out as soon as we know it?
Just shout it out. It'll be faster that way. Everyone's all ready to go.
I'm ready.
This actor has died 9 times on screen. His deaths include being shot, poisoned, and freezing to death. Who is this actor?
Liam Neeson.
Not who I'm thinking.
Damn it.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Very good.
Damn it.
Dave gets one.
I'm like, right. How many actors do I know that trusted?
Yeah, that's the giveaway there.
Right. All of them have a giveaway, by the way. Because some of these are obscure.
I was thinking of the gray, but you don't see him die on screen, and he was fighting a wolf anyway.
In snow.
Does he die in the gray?
I don't know.
He doesn't. But it ends before he faces off with a wolf, and you don't know if he makes it or not.
Is that when he has, like, nails and duct tape on his hands?
I think so.
He's going to win because he's Qui-Gon.
That movie was on Netflix the day after it came out in theaters.
Seriously, it was. It was so soon.
Nobody wanted to see it.
No. I like animals, and I don't want to see him punching a bunch of animals.
But they were...
They're all CGI.
They were like, stalking him and shit.
You know what? He doesn't belong in their backyard.
Well, he didn't want to be there anyway.
Brad Lightly.
They crashed.
He's trespassing.
Yeah, he is trespassing. Anyway.
Anyway.
This actor has died 10 times on screen. Some of his deaths include getting sucked into a portal that could lead into space. Who knows? Doesn't really make sense. And he was also shot and chased by crazy monkeys. Who is this actor?
Oh my god.
He was chased by crazy monkeys, or they killed him?
Well, probably killed him. I don't remember. But I know he was chased.
I feel like I'm Bill Paxton?
No. What movie was there? A monkey?
I don't know.
James Franco?
I was just going to say that.
No. He doesn't die in Planet of the Apes.
No, all right. He doesn't.
So in the movie where he was sucked into a portal, there was a unicorn. He was a giant red guy. He played a butler once. He got shot when he was a butler. He was a sweet transvestite from Transsexual Transylvania.
Oh, Tim Curry.
Very good.
Was he the devil in Legend?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I know, right? Darkness was his name.
Yeah, there you go. Darkness.
You know what's funny about that movie? There's a part where one of the little guys says, adios, amigos. I don't speak no Spanish in no fantasy world. Stupid. Anyway. This actor died 11 times on screen. Some of his more interesting deaths include his feet in cement and then drowning him. He got shot a lot. And he was killed in a nuclear blast, which he detonated. Who is this actor?
I have no idea.
Nuclear blast? Did he detonate?
You probably cried.
Oh my god, Bruce Willis.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
This actor is...
When did he die with his feet in cement?
Billy Bathgate.
Oh, I haven't heard of that movie.
Yeah, well, just to not break precedence here, that is a movie where you can see Nicole Kidman naked. Lynn always says that I talk about people naked in the podcast. So I had to say it. This actor has died 12 times on screen. A few of my favorites include getting pulled into his bed with a billion gallons of blood spewing up.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah, I heard Dave first, sorry.
Yep, yeah, he said it first.
Got it.
All right.
What are the other two? You ran a list.
Getting his throat slit, and of course, getting shot. Throat was slit in fucking Sweeney Todd. And he got shot, like, in Platoon and that other movie where he's Dillinger.
Public Enemy.
There you go.
Not a good movie.
What else we got? Okay. This actor is no stranger to dying on screen either. He's met his demise 11 times, including being shot a bunch in Mexico, beaten bloody to a pulp, and then shot in the face. Oh, and he's even been eaten by a large snake in the Amazon. Who is this actor?
Oh, my God.
Ice Cube.
No, but you are very, very close. You almost you identified the movie in a way.
Ice Tea?
No!
I was going with, like...
Ugh. I can
the actually, rapper.
Like, I can name theme. Three movies with Ice Tea in it, though. It's kind of fun.
He's been in a lot of movies.
Oh, I know he has, but I can just think of three right here. Anyway.
Three? Do I get another guess?
Yeah, just keep guessing until you know it.
The John Voight?
No.
Eric Stoltz.
He was in Desperado. He was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico. He was in Heat. He was in Anaconda.
Oh, Danny Trejo.
Very good. Machete was going to be my next hint.
Only took 14 guesses. I got the movies.
Okay, this actor has died 12 times on screen. Side note, this man also looks different in every movie he's ever been in. He's been blown up twice. Another time his neck was broken, then thrown off a plane. Who is this actor?
And he said he's been blown up a couple times?
Yeah.
Steve
William H. Macy?
No, but William H. Macy is in the movie where he gets stabbed. How funny. Look at me here.
Oh, Gary Oldman.
Huh?
Gary Oldman.
Yes. He was blown up in Fifth Element and Leon.
Wait, who?
Gary Oldman.
I'm good about getting the movie.
Yeah. Get off my plane. There must be a stay on this planet. When it was... Cortana. Anyway,
yeah.
This crazy guy has died 19 times on screen. A few of the ones that stand out and that come to mind are getting sliced by a predator, blown up by a battleship, and a couple other things. Oh, he was shot in the back with a shotgun twice.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No.
Carl Weathers?
No.
Adrian Brody?
No.
I went new Predator.
Yeah, you did.
That's all I got. Sylvester Stallone.
No.
Ouch. Jesse Bonaventura.
I'll give you a hint. He's like crazy in real life. Psycho.
Gary Busey.
Very good.
Gary Busey got...
Was he in a Predator movie?
He's in Predator 2.
Oh, wow.
And he was also... He fought on Murtaugh's lawn.
Gary Busey's died 19 times in the film?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Most recently, The Ginger Dead Man. Which I didn't want to say, because I know everybody talked about that movie before. okay, this actor's died 25 times on screen.
Robin.
Yeah. Some of his deaths are more painful than others. He's been impaled.
That was going to be mine.
Shot with arrows.
I said it first.
You did.
And he was beheaded. All right, we'll give it to Amanda. Get her on the board.
Oh, poor guy. Yay. All
right. Shit. Okay, we got two left. This actor has died a whopping 40 times on screen. Two of my favorites include dying to a chest-bursting alien in two different films. What are the odds? Who is this actor?
Tom Skerritt.
No.
Lance Henriksen?
No. But he looks a lot like him, you could argue. Oh, well, I wouldn't argue it, but people that have seen Alien once or twice might.
They might?
I'm trying to think about...
He was in Kingdom of Crystal Skull.
He hurts.
Yeah.
John Hurt?
Very good. Oh. stupid.
He's going to be the doctor.
Yeah.
What?
It's true.
He's too old.
In the Christmas special, he's going to be the doctor.
He's so old. Okay, last one, finally. Okay, this actor has died 33 times on screen. In fact, in his last movie that he died in, it was actually his final film. He was an inventor of sorts. He baked lots of cookies and even created a real boy. Not Pinocchio, but rather an emo kid that cuts himself. Who is this
actor? Oh, God.
Vincent Price?
Yup. Dave wins. What's 7? Good job.
Yay!
That was a fun
game.
That was fun. Was it hard? Was it too hard?
It's hard for me.
It was tricky.
I've gotten a lot of feedback that... The games are too easy, so I wanted to make them harder. It was going to be, this actor starred in like two movies that began with the letter P. But I was like, that's too hard.
I thought it was a fun game.
I thought
found
the deaths
it challenging
were fun.
And rewarding that I got the answers.
Yeah.
Any game that involves movies, I am not going to win.
I know.
Well, okay. If we were to tailor make a game for you, Amanda, what's your wheelhouse? I'll do the game next week. Star Trek. Okay, next week's game, Star Trek. Talking TNG here.
I'm gonna be sick that day.
Every answer will be Will Wheaton.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I have some Twitter shout-outs I'd like to do.
I would love to hear them.
Because you know what? I don't know if you guys know. I know you guys know this, but our listeners, we are very interactive on Twitter. We love people that tweet to us, and we respond immediately. That's what we do. But we have a couple of very wonderful listeners and fans of our website, geeklegacy.com. Go there. We have at Stony Shop. He is a father, a husband, a geek, and owner of Stony's Collectibles, which is a website. He buys and sells freaking vintage and modern collectibles. And you can check out his website, stonycollectibles.co.uk. What are you texting me? What is this?
You were right. She was Hermione Granger's mom.
Okay. What do I win? a couple other shout-outs we have. Oh my God, what are they?
Just like, follow.
Fuegos? Fire Games, I think. Fuegos. what are they called? I know it's Fuegos, but I don't remember what their at is. At Fug Jugs. That's what it is. Fuegos.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, he's pretty interactive, too. And then, of course, we have the lovely at Dawn of the Dead, freaking at Zombie Bridget, at Digifluid. All very wonderful and delightful tweeps.
At Blood Craze.
At Blood Craze, yes. You know what? He played Friendship Friday with me last week.
And neither of those words are spelled like you would think.
Oh, yeah.
BLUDKRAZE.
Correct. At Blood Craze. Oh, and then my alter ego, at Jeremy Caverly. Today's his birthday. that person does exist, and today is his birthday. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Justin, your birthday's not till the 30th of June.
No, it's not me. It's born in August. Apparently he's been partying. It's on his third birthday cake, and he's been partying since, like, Saturday. So...
Oh no!
Yay for our lovely Twitter.
Initials are JC. His initials are JC. You wouldn't need to remonogram your towels.
No.
It's fishy.
If we were the same size, we could date and I could double my wardrobe.
Well, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Geek Legacy Podcast. Be sure to check out all the other fun podcasts in our network. And like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, get all up in our junk and all sorts of other social media madness going on right now. And come back next week. We'll have donuts.
Really?
I can go for donuts.